There is power and joy in Scripture. Today's message, the birth of Jesus, is taken from the gospel lesson, Luke 2, verses 1 through 20. And in it, there are both power and joy. Joy in the birth of a child, a very special child, and power, the subtle power of the significance of that particular infant birth. I will be reading the birth story in intervals and offer words after each reading, and these will be followed by musical offerings by both individuals and the choir. So hear the words of Luke. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. Now, this was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judah, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. The birth story begins with a proclamation, a decree. Now, these proclamations, when they were given, they were proclaimed as and heralded as good news. The words of the emperor were good news. But there was an earlier proclamation of the good news with which Luke worked. It was in the Gospel of Mark. And Luke adds to Mark's story. There was not a birth story in Mark. Luke adds the infancy narrative. This is one way, then, that Luke tells the good news anew. He adds a beginning. Our first musical selection this morning is "Lo, How a Rose Ere Blooming" by Teresa and Vanessa.
Fills the air.
the story continues. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And what a beautiful beginning it was. Jesus is born. Luke says, and Mary wraps him up and sets him in a manger because there was no place for them. What could be more natural than a mother providing warmth and a place for her infant son to sleep? It's such a normal human act. It might even seem not even worth mentioning. The beauty of the detail that Mary wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger is in the explanation, because there was no place for them. This tiny family was displaced, far, far from home. They couldn't even procure the kind of accommodations that usually would be available for travelers. Our choir anthem is "The Birthday of the King." And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior was born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." The scene then switches to a group of shepherds watching their flocks in the fields at night. Again, a fairly expected description. These shepherds were going about their normal routine. Unlike Mary and Joseph, however, they were in a place they knew best, doing what they knew how to do. And suddenly there, in an unlikely place, and to an unlikely audience, we hear the dramatic pronouncement of Jesus' birth as good news. When God shows up, it's always an awe-inspiring moment. You don't have to be highly educated, studying scriptures, to understand what it is that's going on. Our next musical selection, "O Come All Ye Faithful," will be performed by Diana and Gary.
You sing first.
Yeah. Go ahead. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, Christ the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Adeste fidelis, laeti triumpha, tis venite, venite in Bethlehem. Notum videte, regem angelorum. Venite adoremus, venite adoremus, venite adoremus. Musto minum.
Sing choirs of angels, sing in exultation. Oh, sing all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
And so they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. They were inspired to go and see. When people encounter the living God, the response is, I've got to investigate. I got to see. Moses investigated the burning bush. Zechariah had to tell somebody when he got his voice back. And this leads all of heaven to sing. And our next selection is Go Tell It on the Mountain by Mark.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger, the humble Christ was born. And God sent us salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains that Jesus Christ is born.
But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. You see, there were different responses to the encounter with God. Mary pondered these words and treasured them in her heart. First they seek and find, and then they rejoice. But Mary continued to think about these things. And when Jesus grew up, she would understand. Because they were told, the shepherds could see. And as they were told, they recognized and gave thanks. Let us do the same. Let us pray. Loving God, today we celebrate your coming and rejoice in your promises. You sent your only Son, Jesus, into the world, so that all might know of your love. Remind us daily that we are your precious children too, And we pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. And as a people, we say, Amen.
Amen.